Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole.
What's up, Butterfly?
Hey, Firefly, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm so stoked to be doing another episode with you.
Yeah, are we going to be going down a rabbit hole today?
We have a rabbit hole. We have a rabbit hole that, you know, we kind of always have a rabbit hole.
We can never run
out of
rabbit
hole. You know, all we got to do is kind of look around and we kind of see stuff and we go, wait a minute.
Well, but, you know what? Today, I think we have a dire situation.
It's dire. You know why? Because it's pertaining to the cloning of the dire wolf.
Yeah, we have a dire rabbit hole. I'm talking about the dire wolves.
Which kind of pertains to like our dinosaur episode a little bit in kind of some ways.
Right. Well, it kind of reminds me of that. And that's why I wanted to go down this rabbit hole. Because have you heard about this breaking news that's happening right now?
Only because of you. But please, fill us in.
Well, apparently, they have decided to clone some wolves that were from like 13,000 years ago.
Now, first thing I'm thinking is, I'm so glad that we're spending money doing that.
I know.
There's homeless dudes. Totally. I mean, people are totally struggling.
That was the first thing I thought of.
I'm like, dude, it's a really good thing that we're going to Mars and cloning dire wolves, because yeah, I think that's important for future stuff.
I mean, I thought about that right off the bat. And then, but you know what? I started thinking, like, even the name, like, dire.
It's dire.
What, doesn't that seem kind of strange to you? Like, why are they called dire wolves?
I know.
You know?
Well, there's a song by the Grateful Dead called The Dire Wolf.
Interesting.
And the dire wolf comes to his window and he lets him in, and then he plays cards with him and he loses in cards, and then the chorus says, "Don't murder me." That's what the dire wolf, he's pleading with the dire wolf, "Please don't murder me." And the dire wolf is kind of like maybe the angel of death kind of thing.
Hmm. So do you think that maybe they are making fun of us for believing this? Or
maybe,
you know, like, they're mocking us. I don't know. Just this whole dire wolf thing sounds super just like another one of their outrageous fairy tales that they like to tell us. Like, first of all, the name, but second of all, like, okay, why do we need to clone this animal? Like, do we really need more wolves in the world? Is that something we need?
Are we LARPing and like creating kind of like a mythical character on purpose, maybe? And we're spending taxpayer dollars to like go try to create like a cartoon character in the lab?
Yeah.
Dire wolves.
And also,
like, why not just regular wolves?
Yeah. And then, like, I was thinking, like, okay, are they even, first of all, my mind just went in so many different directions. Like, are they actually really doing this? Like, are they really cloning this animal? Or, like, did they just go get some, you know, litter of huskies from some breeder somewhere and say, this is a dire wolf that we've created, you know? Or, like, are they getting us prepared for the idea of cloning? And, like, they're going to be like, well, in 2025, we cloned the dire wolf, and now it's 2030 and we're able to clone you, you know? I mean,
makes you, like, wonder, why are you divulging this to us? Because, right, you know, behind the scenes, scientists, quote unquote, are doing a bunch of, like, evil clandestine things that they're not telling us.
Right.
But this, they're just kind of throwing us
a
bone.
Like, oh, by the way, we just cloned this dire wolf.
Yeah. We're just going to let you know about this. And it's like, well, why are you letting me know about this, but lie to me about everything else and then hide everything else?
Yeah.
But this is what they want you to kind of know about.
This is headlines.
But then also, like, how much of it's true and how much of it is just like this big media narrative that they're just kind of planting.
And it's going, like, a sideshow. It's a distraction, you know?
And then, you know, it's also kind of reminding people, like, Well, the tooth that we found is 13 million years old.
Yeah.
And the skull that we found is like 21 million years old. So, and actually, the dire wolves, they lived, it was so funny. Like, I was reading a little bit of the blurb, and it was like, they lived between 2.6 and 4.8 million years ago. And I was like, well, first of all, it's kind of a big window.
That's like a big span.
Yeah. Like, why
of even, like 4 million years.
Why even make an assertion like that? It's like, it's not even, you have such a wide target that you're not even really saying anything. Well, and then how do you know millions of years? Like, I can't swallow that there's something on this earth that's millions of years old.
Yeah.
And how do you know that?
Well, how
so
do you
like half lives? It's like, oh, well, so you just deduce that from like, well, I found this little bone and we looked at it from with the microscope. And now we know
it's
13 million years old. Yeah.
How do you know that is the big question. I mean, like, you know, they could just find something like a bone and say, like, you know, this is really old.
And then why is, that's all I need to know. It's
really old.
That's all I need to know. And I bet you they even have a hard time deducing that. Could be like just died last month.
I know. It could have been like, you know, 20 years old. Maybe, I know. Which is pretty old.
Pretty old still.
Yeah. You know,
maybe, you
and
know,
still intact.
Maybe it was some dude in Indiana's dog from 20 years ago.
Yeah. He buried his dog in the backyard, and like that is the bone that they found
from the dire wolf. And now they're calling it the dire wolf, and then they create these numbers because why is the tooth millions of years older than the head?
Oh gosh, what? You mean they found a tooth that's a different age than?
Well, yeah, in the blurb, that's kind of what I was like getting at. Like, okay, so they're cloning the animal off of DNA that from the
bone. Two different animals.
From two different animals.
So how do they even know they were the same species?
And that's what I'm wondering. And there's a lot of weird things. Like, they, okay, so according to what they're asserting, they live millions. I mean, think about how long a time 1 million years is. 1 million years. Okay? Like, America's been around for 250 years. So you're talking like 1,000 times more than that.
Yeah.
1,000.
Well,
and you're talking, okay, this bone is just some wolf lived his life and then died. You found that, you know exactly what era and epoch that's from.
Right.
And then you go and you find another bone that's just like much deeper in time. It all seems like such a religion.
And then, like, why would they think that the one bone that from like 5 million years before is any way related to the other bone? Like,
so are the same, you know, dire wolf.
Like that animal like survived like millions of years and they're able. And then it goes back to like the conversation we had about the dinosaurs, because this is very dinosaur type.
So, it kind of is.
You know, like how, you know, we were talking about how they recreate these animals from like two bones, you know, and like, you know, it's like
you're making a lot of assumptions.
It's like you've got this one part and this one other part, and you're able to just come up with this idea of what the entire animal looked like based on two bones.
That makes me think the whole thing is probably just completely fabricated.
Yeah.
And then it kind of gets me thinking,
what's the real story?
What's the real story? The real story is, by the way, science is your daddy. I'm kind of thinking, mm-hmm. like, you need to trust us. And we're the ones that have the knowledge.
Because we're so smart.
Yeah.
We're able to piece together bones from millions of years ago and know exactly what kind of animal it was. We're that smart.
We're so smart.
We're that smart. So you should take this medicine that we're telling you to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like people just, I hate to say it, people I love and respect would hear something like this and just go, oh my God.
That's so cool.
Whoa.
That is super cool. Did you hear about the bones
that
they found and they're making this like wolf? Oh, it's awesome.
Like, my first instinct is, this is fucking bullshit. You know, but maybe that's just me. But it just seems like, okay, like you're saying, first of all, why dire wolves? I think that's a good point.
So dire.
Is it like
it's a dire situation?
It's a dire situation. Like their favorite band is the Dire Straits. I don't know. It's like, well, okay. So why that? Why the huge swaths of time difference? And then why like these assertions about how this animal lived between 2.6 and 6.8 million years ago? I'm thinking, that's complete fiction. And why are they throwing it out? I think it's to kind of corral people back into this mentality. Like, you're kind of getting away from our science worldview. We want you to get back into that.
Oh, right.
I think they need to keep, like, reminding people, science worldview. Yes. Science worldview. Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
You're just an ant on a pile of poop going, and there's millions and millions of other yous out there. You're not special. I think that's kind of what, because, you know, it's like semiotics. There's a lot of other things that kind of drip off of something like this.
So did this wolf just like appear from a big bang?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what they're going to imply also. Like, well, it just showed up.
When they throw out these numbers, it seems like what they're trying to say is,
don't question it.
Yeah. We know what's going on. This is millions and millions of years old.
It's undebatable.
You can't debate it. Like, kind of like Gavin Newsom when he says the debate on climate change is over.
I am climate change.
The debate on the climate dire god. Wolf, I am climate change. These guys are like, I know bones.
I am carbon dating.
Remember the one dude? He's like, I am carbon dating.
Do you think the guy goes on carbon dating?
He goes carbon dating.
He's just like carbon dating website.
When he's looking for girls.
To meet like paleontology chicks.
Yeah. He goes on his carbon dating website. Oh my God. And it's like
they date carbon daters.
Yes. She's like, I drink that Kool-Aid. He's like, ooh.
I'm into paleontology.
What was his?
He was a paleogeneticist.
A paleogeneticist. It's like, oh, okay. It's the genetics of bones. And I study. I think.
The older, the better.
Yeah. I think that guy is one of those people who we've talked about before where they're not only guzzling the Kool-Aid, but they're serving the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
They're like at the party giving out.
They're giving Kool-Aid. Out shots.
Yes.
Take your shot.
Here. Yeah. Shot, like shot glasses.
Yeah.
Like, here's your shot glass of Kool-Aid. So, like, right when you show up at the party, he's going 13 million years. Yeah. You know, it's like.
They drink it and they go, yeah.
Yeah.
At least. Maybe 200 million.
Totally, like, just go along with it. And you can tell, like, it totally breaks down.
Yeah.
You know? Like, dude, if I dig into this situation, first of all, I don't believe anything they tell you.
Right.
Who knows that they found bones?
Exactly.
And where did they find bones? Yeah. What, were you guys excavating somewhere?
Right.
And then you found some dog bones? You found dog bones.
I know. They found dog bones. And now all of a sudden it's 200 million.
I could almost see some guy was smoking a joint and he was like, dude, why don't we just say that these dog bones are dire wolf bones?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, these could be like huskies that they got from some breeder and they're like, oh, isn't it cute? It's all white and flat. Oh, it looks like it's a dire wolf.
It's a dire wolf. Let's create a whole mythos.
It. Yeah.
And that's 13 million years old. What's in your hand right there?
So also, like, what would be the point of that? Why would they recreate it, and how would they recreate it? They're able to create a living, whole living creature from DNA from these bones. Like, they can extract DNA from the bone and make an animal out of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
that sounds far-fetched.
It sounds far-fetched to me.
Like, what do you guys have, like, a database of every DNA that's ever existed. So you can take a little section of DNA, and then I guess what they can do is they can put it into their AI, all-knowing AI god.
Yeah.
And the AI god will go, yes, that is this DNA. And here is that creature.
Well, I think.
And they lived 20 million years ago.
I know. It's almost like the bone that they found was like, there was like a test tube attached to it with a label, you know,
exactly.
dire wolf
and
DNA.
Or was that like, that was like 13 million years ago, cult members.
With the date.
Yeah.
With the date. But it's like, it's kind of like they're trying to get us ready for this idea that they can clone creatures just with a small little, like they could take a piece of my hair. They could take a piece of my hair and just make another one.
Make another you.
Another me.
I think they can clone. Mm-hmm. I think they can.
Do you think they're trying to get us on board with that idea?
I think so.
Warm us up to it?
I think so. I think what they're trying to get us warmed up to the idea is that we have a post-human world coming. Mm-hmm. You're not needed. we can create something. Because
And
that's kind of like the gist of it, right? If they
we're
can
gonna,
clone me,
if they
we don't
can
need you.
clone a dire wolf from millions of years ago, they could probably easily clone you. Like, so
Yeah.
is that gonna be like, you know, that we're gonna start
Ooh.
having babies in incubators, like in Brave New World,
I just was
and
thinking that.
the giver, they had all these babies in incubators. They were just making them.
That was the epiphany. I had another epiphany when you were just talking. It's totally like priming you for the Brave New World. The Brave New World is you don't
We
have
don't need
sex
you.
and get pregnant and have a kid and have a natural family.
No.
No, we make you in a lab.
We clone the ones that we want
Yeah.
and we make the other ones infertile.
Yeah, exactly. And we're in charge. We're gods.
So
We're science. We're
the
gods.
ones that like, you know, take like certain kind of pharmaceutical products are probably going to be mostly infertile. And those are the ones that I guess they probably don't want, right? So does that mean they're going to clone us?
They're probably gonna,
And
I've often said, like,
then
you
are there
know,
going to be a lot of
my unvaxxed sperm is like worth a lot.
them?
I heard.
It
I mean, I've never really thought if I get really broke, I'm gonna like fall back on that.
Oh no.
But the only thing is, then you're kind of like, okay, but now I've kind of fathered.
Like 8,000 kids.
Yeah, who knows? And I don't know.
That's
I
kind of
mean,
weird.
part of me, like, because then my heart would have to go out to them. Those are like my children.
Yeah.
Because, like, I
Can
want to
you
love my
imagine?
kids.
Can you imagine Christmas? That
Yeah.
could get really
Oh
expensive.
my God. Like, on Amazon, going, all 8,000 of G.I. Joe. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like that'd be like a weird thing. I guess, see, Elon, like, has no problem with that.
No.
Elon probably is fine with like donate. I'm sure he has already donated his sperm, and he's like, by the way, keep mine in a special vial that says Elon, right?
You have to pay extra for that one. There's an upcharge.
I think that's kind of maybe what they're doing here. They're priming us with this like idea that natural order
Is obsolete.
is obsolete. And this whole idea about God, like you've heard Noel Harari. Have you ever heard Noel Harari?
Yeah, he's horrible.
He's just such a
He's
little
such an evil little weasel.
I'm a very angry little gay Israeli. And you know, it's weird because people still believe in the Bible and it's fake
It's a
news.
fairy tale.
That's what he wants you to believe. It's this is fake news over here. What we're doing is the truth. And I think maybe a story like this kind of is like fodder for people to get around this science worldview because if you ever read the plans of these scientist guys, they all have these big wet dreams that they want to like see come
Yeah,
to
they're all
fruition.
kind of mad scientists.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like in their little places mixing concoctions and doing things. And I don't think a lot of those things are really good.
No. And we spend they get funding somehow.
Yeah, somehow they get grants and funding, and like that's their job to go like in their little lab and be mad scientists. They probably get a lot of money to do that.
I'm Dr. Fauci, and I'm gonna put some gnats on these beagles' heads, and I'm gonna watch them die, and that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, it's so
And it's like,
sick.
well, you got paid to do that, and that's what we want. So it's like, I don't know. I think kind of these guys are megalomaniacs,
And psychopaths.
psychopaths, and then they kind of want to believe like they're really powerful,
Yeah.
and they're gonna create the new world.
They are God.
They're God.
Yeah.
They're
And
God.
then they get like their minions who are like high up in their companies and stuff to work for them and like think that they're important too and do all the dirty work and stuff.
And people seem to drink their Kool-Aid. I mean, I know a lot of people who do drink their Kool-Aid. Yeah. It's funny because people kind of swallow this stuff.
Yeah, they do.
They do. And they think they're smart when they watch a show, like they'll watch
And
a
they
history.
say paleontology.
Yeah.
Oh
Or even further, a paleogeneticist. Like,
my
I'm
God.
so smart that I even.
So sexy.
God, like the, when he goes on a date, he probably says, "Well, I'm a paleogeneticist," and there's probably some girl out there who's like, "Oh my God,
Yeah, most of them are probably like, what is that?
oh, I want to do that for a living. Oh my gosh!" And then you just thought, "Well, I'm studying a bone right now that's from a dire wolf. It's like 2.6 million years old.
Or 4 million years old.
Why not just say it's 2 billion years old?"
Well, yeah.
I
Why
mean.
not just like really blow
Or
some minds?
say it's a trillion years old.
You know what? A million years old is like That's like old news. I'm
These are
bored
rookie
with that.
numbers.
Bored with it. I want to see one that's a billion years old.
Yeah.
You know.
As a matter of fact, I want to see something that's like a quadrillion years old. Show me a quadrillion year old.
I want to see it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to throw out these numbers, like pump them up.
Yeah.
Get them impressive.
Nobody
know?
Wants to see 4 million year old bones anymore.
4 million? God. That's
so
that's
boring.
Like, I mean, it might as well have been yesterday. You know? It. So I don't know. I mean, part of me kind of feels like this is all a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a narrative. And I think you're right. I think it's like kind of like, it's like planting the seeds for like, are you ready for Brave New World? Brave New World's going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember, and like, what are the dynamics of Brave New World? It's like, you don't just fall in love, start a family and have kids. No, you just have random sex with like coworkers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the gist of it.
You take your little happy drug and
you take your soma.
Yeah.
Stay nice and mellow all day. And
don't,
then
don't really feel anything.
And then you're kind of like created in a lab. And then based on your genetics, you're put into your like social order. So remember there was like the alpha, the beta, the gammas, and like, you had the people at the top of the hierarchy, and then everybody below was like filed like according to their genetics.
Right.
You know, I think that's kind of what they're getting at, you know, and what they really want you to kind of get is humans are no longer needed.
Yeah. We're not necessary.
Yeah.
We're going to improve on that design.
We're going to improve
on that.
And that's what like Noel Harari is always saying is like, gonna make like humans and cyborgs basically. You're gonna become like one with technology, you know, and that's what they want people to kind of do, I think.
I think so too.
And again, it's kind of fear porn too. It's a little bit of fear porn, right? It's like, oh my god, they're cloning things, you know, and because, you know, if you're our age, you've had lots of horror movies that have come your way that have kind of had that as like a premise.
Right.
So maybe it's kind of fear porn too.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people who will kind of stop and question it might think it's scary because they'll be like, what are they going to clone next?
Yeah.
You know?
And then like, who knows? Maybe this is nothing. Maybe they're cloning nothing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like I said, they might just be huskies that they got from a breeder.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that bone is not 13 million years old. That bone is like 17 months old.
Yeah.
That dog just died like last year. He got ran over. And they found like the bone because the people buried it in their front yard. I mean, how do we know this is true?
Well, I just think like, okay, if they actually have this bone that is really like 2.5 to 4.8 million years old, how fresh is that DNA?
Yeah.
Can they just like concoct a whole animal from like that old of DNA? I would think the DNA would like expire after a while, after like a few million years.
I guess. I guess there's
like it was perfectly preserved. They just scooped out a little bit.
Yeah. It hasn't actually ran out of its half-life yet.
Yeah.
It still had some half-life.
It had just enough in it to make a whole litter of puppies.
And what do they like have little spoons and like scoop out a little bit? And
you then, like, just put extract it into just enough to like clone a few puppies.
We're gonna put it in the, and then what how do they do that? Like the cloning machine.
I know.
Created,
really,
like, the cloning machine.
How did they do that?
I don't know. I don't know what to believe. Do they even have the ability to clone, or are they just telling us that they have the ability to clone? Now, see, I actually heard that Disney clones their
child stars.
Yes.
Yeah. That's an interesting topic.
No, somebody
maybe
threw that.
Maybe this dire situation with the wolves is to get us ready for like maybe that truth is coming out and we're all going to find out that like Britney Spears and Zac Efron and they're all like clones,
which I wouldn't be surprised. Like if it came out in the wash, I would just be like, that makes sense. You know, like we were talking about Kim Kardashian, you know, we were talking about influencers.
Yeah.
What if all influencers were like
just
made in a lab?
They have a lab. They're like, we need an influencer.
We're rolling out our new Kim. And then they have like a new Kim model. And then this model does a photo shoot. You know, and then that's like that whole model's like life. And then they just go and like reformulate it for something else.
Oh my gosh.
Is that completely beyond the pale? I don't know.
Hey, if they're cloning puppies, why not? They could be cloning these other things, right?
I'm wondering if cloning is the way of the future. Cloning is what they want. And these science guys are like maybe thinking that they are gods, but I'm thinking they probably haven't perfected it yet. That's what I'm thinking.
So they're just going to keep trying it on dogs.
I think they're really trying. And we're spending money. Like, so this Direwolf project, it got funded.
How much do you think that costs? How many millions of dollars do you think those scientists are making?
Like,
they probably make like $300,000 a year to go work on their cloning of their DNA.
Easily. They're living a nice life. And then also like the whole project, the grant for that project.
Millions. Millions.
Yeah, millions of dollars.
To have a litter of puppies.
Why?
I mean, you know, like puppies are, if you get a purebred puppy nowadays, they're pretty expensive, but not in the millions.
How about a clone bred puppy?
Those are in the millions.
Who gets this dog? Does somebody just own the direwolf?
Yeah, so what are they going to do with the wolves? Are they just going to release them out into the wild? And then we're going to have like a bunch more wolves now suddenly?
How annoying, you know?
I know. Are they going to keep them in a zoo?
Like some rabbit can tell it's like cloned, like not afraid of it. Yeah. What if the rabbit, what like a real rabbit's like not afraid? Because yeah. Like,
oh, that's just a clone.
You're just a clone.
Yeah.
I'm not even scared of you. You're not even dire.
Or what if their plan is to like repop, because they said that these wolves had died out a long time ago, but now they want to repopulate them. So what if their plan is to like, you know, have a whole bunch more, like they start reproducing out in the wild and suddenly we've got like thousands of dire wolves running around.
Coming around.
Could that be safe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's wolves, what they want us to do.
They're kind of like vicious and gnarly animals, aren't they?
Yeah. Maybe they're going to be like rounding up people who do thought crimes.
The wolves are going to do it. Oh my gosh.
That's why.
Totally.
Because they probably studied like,
they're gonna
oh,
train them.
The dire wolf is a very good hunter. No, and they're big and gnarly.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is bringing back a memory of, weren't they saying like during the cootie scare that there was some wolves that could smell like whether or not people were
unvaxxed?
Yeah. Do you remember hearing about that?
Vaguely.
There was something about wolves and oh my God, I wish I could.
So maybe that's the dire wolf clone like project. It's they're going to be the
they're
enforcers.
They're going to have a job for these wolves. They're going to be out on the streets and
clone dire wolves keeping the peace.
And then they'll have like cloned like cops that are going to be like with the dire wolves. They'll be like a little army like rounding up people.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, dude, maybe these dire wolves are so big and gnarly and they can clone them where like, you know how like most Americans are armed? Yeah. There's like 400 million guns in America. Well, maybe they're like thinking, okay, well, how are we going to like kill off these white trash, because that's pretty much what America is. Like, yeah. It's all white trash all the way across the country. And they've all
except
got
except for
guns.
All the illegal immigrants.
Well, that's kind that of, taking yeah. That's kind of, yeah. But like Americans, I'm talking like Americans.
Yeah.
They're like armed white trash, right? Well, they're kind of like scratching their heads. Like, how are we going to like round these people
control
up?
Control them.
Well, maybe like they just have big, gnarly, dire wolves that even if you shoot them with a shotgun, they still keep coming.
Yeah.
And they're clones, so it's like not that big of a deal if one of them dies.
It's like those werewolves in the Twilight series.
Yeah.
Just a huge piece.
Like, like, so instead of getting swatted, you get dire wolves.
You get dire wolves.
That's what's
you
going
look out
on.
You look out your living room window, you're like, oh no, the right. Dire wolves are coming.
Get the AR-15. We got dire wolves. Oh my God. That might be what's going on. I don't know. It just
there's
seems
to be a reason for
that,
it.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of money and it seems like a lot of stupid, like, you know, assertions.
Well, you know, they do spend a lot of money on like, you know, the zoos and we talked about big museum, you know, like
I
all these.
I fucking hate zoos.
Grant,
by the way.
Yeah.
Every time I go to a zoo, I feel so sorry for the animals.
So sorry for him too. Yeah.
I'm
so
like, oh God.
It's like
the lions are always looking at everybody like, dude, I hate my life. You know?
What about the gorillas? Those are the saddest.
God. They don't
those
belong.
Those are the saddest.
Why don't you have like tours of their natural environment? where people can go observe animals if they're available to see in their natural environment. And then it's non-invasive and you have like, you know, that's when I could see like an electric car being cool. You have like a little electric Jeep that takes you and you're protected by like glass. So like if an animal starts to attack, you can't get to the
Sounds
people.
like Jurassic Park.
Kind of like that. And you just go through and you see animals in their natural habitat. That seems like the appropriate. When did we come up with zoos?
I don't
And like,
know.
let's just throw animals in like a jail
Right.
and then we'll go look at them in their jail cell.
Well, it's possible that maybe we're animals in a big
Yeah,
cage.
I think it's becoming
You
more and
know,
more clear.
we've kind of talked about that, like
And we're being observed.
there could be more land out there. We talked about that maybe in Antarctica, and we're just caged in this
The
small
15-minute
area.
cities are zoos.
They're
They're human zoos.
closing in on us, and we will be observed because they said we're going to be under 24/7 surveillance.
Yeah.
Remember, Larry Ellison was like, oh, everybody will be on their best behavior because they're going to be watched all the
Yeah.
time. You
Yeah,
know.
so I think this story kind of lends itself to that. You know, it's like this idea that humans are bad. Humans are going the way of the dinosaur, right? You know, the time is up. They kind of want us knowing that, like Extinction Rebellion. Like if you think about like their whole Kool-Aid, the Kool-Aid of Extinction Rebellion is we're done. The human race is done. We've already crossed the tipping point.
And now all we have to do is just clone the people that we want in incubators. And you know, we've already done it with the dire wolves. So
And that's what
we can start with the people now.
Noel Harari is like corralling
There'll
you
be
down
like
that.
20 Noel Hararis.
We already have one is enough.
One's more than enough.
God, but he's corralling us into that idea of the post-human world. Everything is a clone, and those clones are probably going to be like only born to serve the elites. And the elites are going to be like trying to upload their consciousness, but
But somebody's got to scoop the poop,
that's right.
right?
I think that's what's going on. So the clones are going to be doing like some of
Poop
the
scooping.
poop scooping and then like just some of the work that they don't want them to do. Like, okay, we need to build this house. Here's the plans and just have our clones go do it while we, you know, go talk about important stuff because I'm out of war. You know what I'm saying? I
Right.
think that might be kind of what the plan is. And they're going to get rid of all of us useless eaters.
Yeah.
And the elites are going to be like living forever in their AI. Like hybrid lives, and then they'll have clones that are not robots, but
Walkers.
genetic walkers that they're just completely controlled,
Yeah.
right? And they don't have any free will. They're just slaves, and they go do some of the
Epiphany.
epiphany.
Epiphany. So we kind of already have those zombie walkers, right? But they're probably not the cloned versions that they would prefer. So maybe they dialed in on like how to zombify and make these people walkers where they're just roaming around like really easily manipulated and controlled. But now what they're going to do is they're going to take that aspect and put it into their cloning process. So they're going to have only the ones that they really want with the design that they want, but they'll also add the aspect of the zombified walker mentality so that they're clones and they're easily manipulated and controlled.
So they'll use the vaccinated pharmaceutical drug numbed cult member Walker as the model.
Yeah,
That's
that's the prototype of the mentality, but they'll have
yes.
a new cloned version that's more to their liking, a better
Kind of like the MK Ultra subject
yeah.
is like the ideal. That's what they want. A perfectly controlled, but still a human to go out and carry out human tasks. But what I don't understand is why bother to do clones, just make robots.
Well, I think that's going to be maybe the next step, you know, like in phase two of the plan. I think they haven't perfected that yet. Like they have the robots and they even have robot dogs. Have you seen those? It's kind of weird. But they probably don't have it perfected enough where like the robots could actually go and like, you know, open up a fast food place and make the burgers or whatever, you know, and you know, like Donald Trump does like his McDonald's hamburgers.
Maybe
So.
human traits, that's true. And maybe human traits like are more advantageous to certain tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Like robots are still kind of cumbersome, whereas humans, because if you can actually clone a human being, their dexterity.
Yeah. Like it might be hard for a robot to like give somebody a manicure.
Yeah.
And they're going to need that, you know?
Or like something where you need delicate hands, you know, like a masseuse.
Yeah.
You don't want a masseuse to be a robot.
No, no.
You want it to be kind of like a human that you control.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That would be, or like they could have like prostitutes, like clone prostitutes that are just like, their job is just sexual pleasure.
That's their job. Well, yeah. That might be their job in this Brave New World.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody will be designated, you know, they'll all have certain jobs that they're assigned. And that will probably be one of the jobs.
If they like get on pregnant,
the lower tier.
If they get pregnant, they just kill the whole clone.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't need to abort.
They don't need to mess around with just the baby.
They don't abort the baby. Just get rid anymore. Of the they whole, just abort the clone.
Abort the clone. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that might. So that kind of led. This kind of feels new worldy.
New worldy.
Like what's it called? Brave New Worldy.
Brave New World.
Brave New World.
Yeah.
This and the feels Giver. Like it. And the Giver,
mm-hmm, which was Brave New World-ish.
Because, you know, Aldous Huxley, he was like, yes, well, it's actually a much more efficient model than the 1984 model, you know?
Yeah.
And what is the model? The model is kind of like...
dumb people down, make them numb, and you know, just zombify them, which is what's happening already.
Yeah.
And then...
Cull.
Control them, cull, you know, tell them what they're going to do, what you need them to do, and... clone them.
Yeah.
The ones that we want to do the jobs.
Yeah. Cause we're spending a lot of money like cloning. So one of two things, it's completely bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's, there's no cloning going on. Yeah. All that. This was like some stupid, like, hey, wait, that's a dog bone. And then some dude smoking a joint
story.
Yeah. He was like, why don't we just say that's a dire wolf? And just be like, hey, we're gonna clone dire wolves, and we'll just like make a news story about that, and just like that. So that there is that, because it was on the first result when I searched it was CNN.
Oh God!
So that kind of says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're all over this story.
We are dire wolves.
We are dire wolves. They're, you know, because CNN totally pushes the climate change and totally pushes the...
whatever's the latest and greatest.
The latest and
the
greatest.
The newest trendy thing to talk about.
Support Ukraine. And now it's...
dire wolves.
Well, it's like, damn it. We need to protest Elon and Trump, you know? So I think once I see them as the top result pushing this... like, if this was real, it probably would be, like, censored.
Yeah. Would they want us to know about this?
Yeah.
It seems like
they kind of secret. They don't want us knowing stuff that's important.
Yeah.
They don't want us knowing that.
Yeah.
So they kind of threw us a bone, no pun intended.
The dire bone. $2 million.
So they threw us a dire wolf bone, and they just said, hey.
And we ate it up.
We totally did. And now we're kind of chewing on it. You know,
we're like.
So I think that one of two things. One is there's no cloning going on. We don't know how to clone. Yeah. We can't clone. No. It's all just fiction.
It's a good story.
Or we actually do. We actually do clone stuff. And this, I don't believe that bone is 13 million years old. I do not believe that. And I'm sure people like will disagree with me and be like, you're so stupid.
You don't understand carbon dating.
You don't understand carbon dating and half-lives. It's like, no, I don't. I don't. I'm not going to drink that Kool-Aid. You know?
You've been spinning on your butt too.
But I also, this is another thing though. I don't know if we can clone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we might be able to clone. And if we could clone, we might have been able to clone for a while.
A long time. Well, remember they were supposedly cloning those poor little sheep in like the, what was that, like the 90s?
I remember that.
They were cloning sheep supposedly. That made headlines. But whatever happened with that?
And I don't know. So are we eating, like if you go get like a leg of lamb, are you eating
like a cloned one? Maybe that's what that fake meat that Bill Gates is doing.
Cloned meat.
It's actually clones.
I'll have a clone burger and fries. Yeah, I don't know.
And then, like, can they clone the fries?
Clone fries? Yeah, why? Why stop there? They're cloning dire wolves. Clone a potato, you know?
I mean, really?
I mean, is there any shortage then?
Of what we could clone.
I mean, yeah, we can just
clone anything.
If we can clone, then why are we even being conservative?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If we're cloning dire wolves,
yeah,
then why can't we just clone like all the fossil fuel stuff? And we're not going to run out of
clone oil.
The 200 million year old animals that created all those fossil fuels that we're running out of now.
I know.
I mean, we could just clone that, right?
If we can clone, why is there anything scarce?
There's, yeah.
Nothing is scarce.
There should be no limit.
We just clone all things.
We just, yeah, we need more energy. We need more electricity.
Yes, okay, we're going to clone you some oil alone. You know, good.
Yeah.
Clone my oil for me, you know?
That would solve all the problems, wouldn't it?
You know?
Maybe that's what they're working on. Maybe they're like, okay, dire wolves today, fossil fuels tomorrow.
Exactly. But you, all the useless eaters, you guys need to die before we have a fun ending.
You need to die and, yeah, like, don't plug your electric car in today because we're having a blackout.
Why not? Just keep cloning electricity. Clone everything.
Yeah.
You know? It seems like it. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe they are cloning. I mean, maybe the dire wolves are real. I don't think so, though.
That could be the cover story.
That feels like a cover story.
Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of like mind control, because they love doing that.
Yeah.
They love mind control.
Yeah.
They love kind of controlling your perceptions and like also kind of corralling you mentally. I think this might be like, I'm feeling nudged by this story.
Yeah. What do you think they're telling us this story for?
They're saying, you need to get away from your biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. You are, just a ant on a rock and we could just
clone you.
We can
clone
you.
That's how insignificant unique you are.
That's another thing too. There's no soul. There's no such thing as a soul.
Well, that's what Noah Harari says. Nobody has a soul.
Well, he doesn't have one, but that doesn't mean I don't.
I mean, speak for yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gay. Maybe gay dudes lose their souls.
Is he gay? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's gay.
So he's got a lot of different things going on.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a gay psychopath. I'm a gay psychopath, and here's he probably has one of those titles like that guy. He's like, I'm a paleo geneticist. Well, this is kind of a cool rabbit hole. I'm glad we went down this. You know, it just kind of goes to show, like, one little blurb that you come across might have a lot kind of behind it.
It's kind of, it kind of shows that, you know, one rabbit hole just basically leads to, like, 1,000 other rabbit holes.
Once you get down into the tunnels, you realize they all kind of go to the same
place. They're all kind of connected at some point.
Yeah. Like, I kind of have this idea, like, once you start going down a rabbit hole, it gets into a tunnel system and then it leads to a big, like, cult ceremony in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, underground cult ceremony is always kind of like at the core of everything. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Gosh, that just, that makes me think about, well, two things. Peppa Pig.
Peppa? Yeah.
Peppa Pig because of the rabbit. But
I love her.
It also makes me think about the underground tunnels and the ancient buildings that had the windows at the floor level that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to do an episode on that.
Let's do. It's kind of like a physical manifestation of the rabbit hole analogy.
It's like our rabbit holes that we talk about. Well, there's actually real, like, literal tunnels underground.
Yeah.
That are actual literal rabbit holes.
And they're all connected.
They're all connected.
Mm-hmm. And all these rabbit holes are connected. Because it kind of seems like I'm repeating myself a lot of times when we're talking about stuff. It keeps coming back to this, like, useless eater, you're a bad person, you need to die. It kind of,
stay in your cage.
And like some people might say, well, you know, you're making a lot of connections that aren't really connections. I feel like it's kind of a natural connection. It's kind of like, it feels real organic that all roads lead back to you need to die.
And it all also leads back to like, everything's a lie. Everything is a lie. We're not spinning.
Yeah. No, you're such a bad human.
I know.
2.5 million years ago, these dire wolves lived.
I know. They were probably really cute.
They were. They were really
adorable. That's why we needed to bring them back.
And with two bones that were millions of years apart,
we were able to reconstruct
it. We reconstructed it. You're such a bad human for not believing it. All right. That was good. It was great seeing you again.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.